The title of this clip is Listen to Disrupt, Understand to Break a Cycle. It's a few tips for the message receiver. Message sending demands the hard work of self-awareness. Message receiving demands the hard work of listening to understand. Let's say that again. This isn't listening to respond. This is listening to understand. Before we look at the work of message receiving, a few books I think you'd find helpful to understand the transformative power of listening. The first is Time to Think by Nancy Klein. The next is A Hidden Wholeness by Parker Palmer. And finally, Nonviolent Communication by Marshall Rosenberg. Pause this audio clip and jot those down for the next time you have bandwidth to read a book. Klein and Rosenberg are the most practical books. Palmer's book draws from the Quakers' rich tradition of spiritual listening. Here's a story from the Rosenberg book. The author tells about his experience being an American teaching conflict resolution strategies to Palestinians in a refugee camp. As he was speaking, a commotion arose as word spread that he was there, and eventually a man jumped to his feet and began to shout at him, "Assassin, murderer, child killer." As soon as that happened, other voices joined in, "Assassin, murderer, child killer." Well, he knew what was going on because on his way into the camp, he'd seen empty tear gas canisters, clearly printed, made in the USA. They hated Americans for providing the weapons. When it quieted down, he listened to understand. Are you angry because you would like my government to use its resources differently? Well, damn right I'm angry. You think we need tear gas? We need sewers, not tear gas. We need housing. We need a country. So you're angry at the USA, and you'd like our support with living conditions and political independence. Do you know what it's like to live here for 27 years with my children? Have you got the faintest idea what it's been like? Well, it sounds like you wonder if anybody realizes what it's like to live under these conditions. Is that right? You want correct? Let me give you correct. Do your children go to school? Do they have playgrounds? My son doesn't. He's sick. Of course he is. His playground is an open sewage pit. His classroom has no books. Ah, I see, said the speaker. You're saying it's painful to raise your children here. You want me to know that what you want for your children, a good education, a place to grow, and in a healthy place, that's the same thing every parent wants. That's the same thing I want for my children. That's right, he said. We just want the basics. And you'd like us Americans to be aware of the suffering going on here, and you'd like us to understand the consequences of our actions. And back and forth they went for many minutes, the author not trying to be right, not trying to defend himself, and not trying to distance himself from the American government. Not agreeing, not disagreeing, just understanding. Listening carefully, listening attentively to understand. And by creating a space for the man to unearth his own inner world and to articulate his experience and tell his story and his hurt and his vulnerability, by simply understanding, he created the environment in which it became possible to honestly discuss the deeper issue, the thing under the thing, and to disrupt old communication patterns, old thought patterns. This is the essential environment if conflicts are to be resolved. At the end of the author's story, after the shouting gentleman felt understood, he was able to hear the author explain why he was at the camp, he was able to see the benefits of learning conflict-disrupting strategies, and was over, he invited the angry man invited the speaker home for Ramadan dinner. We show up to our conflict appointments ready to listen, because listening to understand is powerful. When it's done well, it is how the practice of resolving conflict works. You can't resolve conflict until we both understand and are understood. The normal old strategies don't work because they don't start with this most fundamental position. They don't start first to listen to understand. Being paid attention to, being deeply heard, being uninterrupted and understood, this is a powerful catalyst for new ways of thinking. It brings about a deep change in a person's own thinking patterns. It brings about deep change in the listener. Now, granted, nobody I know who's in conflict is in the mood to extend the gift of listening to their conflict partner. No, most of us just want to clobber our partners. But again, this practice is powerful because it is so counterintuitive. If we learn these skills, the reward on the other side is profound. So, we show up ready to pay attention. We show up ready to be interested. We show up ready to understand. We show up to maintain eye contact and to not interrupt and to not defend ourselves, no matter how much we think our thoughts would help the message sender. When it's your turn to be the message receiver, the favor will be returned, but we start by listening to understand. We listen to hear the thing under the thing.